This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 520. Today, Brian asks,
are there any online resources, such as apps or websites, that are great for world building that makes it easier for you?
Oh, Brian, you've put me square in the middle of a conflict of interest here, because I have just signed a sponsorship deal with Archivos. I normally do not and would not accept sponsorships from anyone whose product I don't use. This is a product I don't need, but it's a product I would have used 10 years ago if it had been around, when I hadn't developed my own systems yet. And it's run by a friend of mine, so I kind of made an exception. But consider this a semi-sponsored message, and then I'll give you some other options and tell you how I do it on my own. Archivos is it's basically a world-building platform. It was designed for gamers, as far as I can tell, from what I know of the history of it. But it is a fantastic sort of, it's as if someone took the idea of Wikipedia and really honed it down to make a highly interrelated, very easy-to-use database for character dossiers and entries on locations and timelines and the whole bit. It's the kind of stuff that Wikipedia does for Star Wars that they've made work in the wiki format. This gives a new kind of front end to and lets you do a lot of extra stuff with it. So I was very, very impressed with the demo that I got. So Archivos would be one to look up. I believe it's a paid service. I don't know what they're charging at the moment. They're pretty new, so they may still be figuring out their pricing structure. But last I heard, there was an open beta going on. You may still be able to get in on it. Go check it out at Archivos.com, I believe it is. Might be Archivos.org, but I think it's Archivos.com. Archivos. Now, what I use is MediaWiki. It's the same thing that Wikipedia is running on. I just have an installation on a private server, and I use that to build my series Bibles out, and I've got a couple of friends that help me out because they're more anal retentive than I am when it comes to continuity. So just like George R. R. Martin has some friends that do the Song of Ice and Fire wiki page and keep him up to date on his own continuity, well, I seem to be acquiring people that are doing that for my universe, which is good because it is now officially too big to hold it all in my head. And if you've ever gone hat shopping with me, you will know that my head is unusually large. Of course, it's probably mostly filled with sawdust at this point, but you know. But yeah, I use wikis and a very disorganized looking combination of file systems and notes and 3D models that I've built of locations in order that I can actually go and fly around a location in my story and look at things and be able to tell, okay, so if they were coming from this direction, this would be on the right, this would be on the left. I do stuff like that. Yeah, I'm that weird. What can I say? I did a lot of text adventuring as a child, so I map things very naturally. It was the only way to avoid getting lost and eaten by a gru or falling into a pit, depending on what game we were playing. So I've got a really good sense of visualization. If I close my eyes, I can actually go to a place, but sometimes even I get turned around, and so I have to sketch out the maps like I would with old text adventure games, or at worst, I build a 3D model and go and walk around in it. So that's the way I do it. I know people who have done it with systems of index cards. I know for a while, I don't know if she's still doing this, I think she's moved to a wiki by now, but for a while Gail Carriger was using a notebook that had about 55 zillion little post-it tabs in it that told her where everything was and how everything was related to everything else. And then when she was writing the sequels to Soulless, she had a copy of Soulless that was color-coded like that. It looked kind of like a psychedelic porcupine. You develop your system as you go. So Archivos might be the solution. Developing your own system might be the solution. Do some looking around and experimenting. You'll find something that works for you. It's all going to depend a lot on how your brain maps information. You got to find something that fits that or that can be made to fit that, or you're going to be completely lost in your own world. So respect the way that your brain wants to put things together. You'll have a much easier time of it. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.